Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg joining us live to talk about attitudes now that we're well into the pandemic, over 2 months now. Steve, you talked to a lot of New Yorkers in the last week. What stood out to you on this poll?
Well, I think the thing that stood out most, and good morning to you, Susan, is that when we asked voters, which is the bigger danger for New York, moving too quickly to open up, resulting in the virus spreading faster and potentially more lives being lost, or moving too slowly to open up, resulting in a worse economic impact and potentially more jobs being lost, by a 2-to-1 margin, 65% to 32%, New Yorkers say the bigger danger is opening too quickly. We do see a partisan divide. 79% of Democrats think the bigger danger is moving too quickly, 54% of independents, and Republicans are closely divided by a 50 to 48% margin. They say opening too quickly is the bigger danger.
Yeah, that is interesting. You also asked about the chance of another outbreak. What are people thinking about that?
Well, when we said to them, how likely do you think it is that there will be another large outbreak this fall? 75%, three quarters, say it's at least somewhat likely. 30% think it's very likely. Only 18% don't think it's likely. And it's across the board. 77% of New York City voters, 76% of downstate suburban voters, 73% of upstate voters say that another outbreak in the fall is likely.
You also got into leadership, and you specifically wanted to know about the nursing home crisis and what people are thinking about that. What did you ask?
Well, what we asked voters was four specific questions about Governor Cuomo's handling of the pandemic and asked them to rate it. When it comes to communicating with voters, they give him stellar marks. 81% give him a positive rating. 59% give him a positive rating on dealing with unemployment insurance. 64% give him a positive rating on his reopening plan. But when we asked him, asked voters how he's doing in terms of nursing homes, voters are divided. Only 44% give him a positive grade on dealing with nursing homes, compared to a plurality of 48% who give him a negative grade.
Steve, in your poll, it shows that a lot of New Yorkers say the state legislature, they're in no rush to see them go back and go back to work in Albany, which normally wouldn't come as that much of a surprise, right, just given attitudes of New Yorkers. But the way you asked that I thought was very interesting, in that only 38% of people say the governor should not be acting unilaterally, and most people say the governor is appropriately using emergency powers, and that's why there's no need for the legislature to resume passing laws to help in the pandemic.
That's exactly right, Brian. We gave the voters a choice and said, you know, do you think the governor's acting appropriately, using those emergency powers, and that there's time for the legislature to come back after the crisis has subsided? Or are you afraid that the governor is acting unilaterally and the legislature should get back to work right away and start passing laws to deal with this pandemic? And 55% say, take your time, legislature. Let the governor keep going. You come back after the crisis, compared to 38% who said, time to get back to work right now. And there we do see a huge partisan divide. 69% of Democrats say there's time for the legislature to come back after the crisis subsides, but 55% of Republicans say time for you guys to get back to work.
Interesting. Hey, masking. You asked about that, attitudes toward masking. What did you find out?
Well, voters overwhelmingly support the governor's executive order on wearing face masks in public when social distancing can't be maintained by an 89% to 9% margin. And then we asked voters, how about you? How often do you wear a mask? 79% of voters say they wear it in public all the time. 15% say they wear it most of the time. Only 1% of voters volunteered that they never wear a mask in public.
All right. Hey, Steve, we appreciate it this morning. Steve Greenberg with the Siena Polling Institute. You can read more about the poll over at WBEN.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.